Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. There are thousands of scientists one could point to as models of faith and reason in action, but most people agree there is only one person you can go to explode the myth that the Church is anti-science, and this week marks the anniversary of his death. Georges-Henri Lemaître was born in Belgium on the 17th of July 1894. He studied humanities at a Jesuit school before entering the civil engineering school of the Catholic University of Louvain at the age of 17. When war broke out in Europe in 1914, he put on hold his education to volunteer in the Belgian army. He was awarded the Military Cross with palms. Lemaître was deeply troubled by the events of World War I, but he resumed his studies, taking up physics and mathematics and preparing for the priesthood. He earned his doctorate in 1920 and was ordained in 1923. Georges Lemaître had an insatiable curiosity which made him a natural scientist. After his ordination, he studied at the University of Cambridge's Solar Physics Laboratory and at the Massachusetts Institute for Technology. During these studies, he took an interest in Einstein's general theory of relativity and the works of astronomers Hubble and Shapley dealing with the expanding universe. In 1925, Lemaître returned to the Catholic University of Louvain as a part-time lecturer, and it was here he began down the path towards the thesis that would bring him to the attention of the world. In 1927, he accepted a full-time position at the university and released his work, A Homogeneous Universe of Constant Mass and Growing Radius Accounting for the Radial Velocity of Extragalactic Nebulae. This paper explained the expanding universe in a new way and within the framework of the general theory of relativity. Initially, many scientists, including Albert Einstein himself, were sceptical. However, further studies by Edwin Hubble seemed to prove the theory. Initially called the Big Bang Theory by its critics, the name eventually stuck. Even Einstein was won over, standing and applauding at a Lemaître seminar, saying, "This is the most beautiful and satisfactory explanation of creation to which I have ever listened." For his contributions to science, he was awarded many medals and elected member of scientific societies, becoming president of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences in 1960. He died this week on the 20th of June, 1966. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.